This is Radio X.
Jennifer Aniston has hit out at the absurd and disturbing scrutiny of women as she once again finds herself having to deny reports that she's pregnant. The 47-year-old actress has written a lengthy essay criticising tabloids for the way she's portrayed in the media, calling it a sporting event of speculation. "For the record, I'm not pregnant. What I am is fed up," Aniston wrote in the essay published by the Huffington Post. The Friends star said young girls were absorbing toxic messages buried within the seemingly harmless stories. The stars of the latest Star Trek film have stood behind its revelation that long-standing character Sulu is gay. Chris Pine, who plays the current Captain James T. Kirk in the franchise, said that he was a little stunned there's been so much attention given to it. George Takei, Sulu in the original Star Trek TV series, described the move last week as really unfortunate. Takei said that Star Trek creator Gene Roddenberry was a strong supporter of LGBT equality, but had always envisioned Sulu as heterosexual. The actor, who went on to play Sulu in six Star Trek films made between 1979 and 1971, announced that he was gay in 2005. It's emerged that Taylor Swift wrote the lyrics to Calvin Harris and Rihanna's hit This Is What You Came For, but used a pseudonym as they felt it would do well, but were afraid that having both their names on it would distract from the music. Swift is said to have used the name of Nils Schoberg on the credits of the song. Calvin Harris has also confirmed the news via Twitter, following the story being shared by one of Swift's representatives. According to the gossip site TMZ, Swift wrote the song at a piano and made a demo on her iPhone, which she then sent to Harris, who reportedly loved it. Swift agreed to use the pseudonym and has retained the publishing rights to the track.